各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天要跟大家分享的是天国的比喻跟奥秘。
And today I'm going to share with you the parables and also the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
这个是主耶稣基督在地上传教三年多里面他讲的第三篇道。
And this is the third sermon, that Jesus Christ gave during his three-year mission, on earth.
天国是什么？
What is the kingdom of heaven?
它跟你我的关系是什么？
What is this relationship between you and me?
我就思考在未来几次如果有机会跟大家分享，我会把重点放在天国。
So in the future, like I'm going to share among you several times, so I'm going to put my focus on the kingdom of heaven.
因为它跟我们有非常切身的关系。
Because this has, it has a really close relationship with you.
我在找那个 Remo。如果一伟可以帮我按也可以，我就省得再按这个。好，我们来看天国哈。圣经里面有提到天国，希望字有点小，不过希望大家都能看得到。我们这里面有几节经文啊，我来讲到天国是什么。
So there are many verses in the Bible talking about what is the kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音第四章十七节，那时候施洗约翰来传讲耶稣啊要来的事情的时候。
So in the Gospel of Matthew 4:17, when John the Baptist is coming and to proclaim the coming of Jesus Christ,
他也说过这句话。
And he's talking about this.
后来耶稣也说，他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And so Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
所以天国跟悔改有关系。
So the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is related to repentance.
接下来，耶稣在第五章，马太福音第五章，也就在登山宝训，耶稣。受试探之后出来讲的第一篇道。
And then Jesus Christ, in Beatitudes, the first sermon that he gave, he preached after he was tempted.
他讲到我们非常熟悉的八福。
And so he was talking about the blessings.
有人称为这八福是天国的宪章。
And people were talking about the Beatitudes, the eight blessings as the covenant, the constitution of the kingdom of heaven.
八福的第一福叫虚心的人有福了。
And the first one is, blessed is the poor in spirit.
因为天国是他们的。
For there is the kingdom of heaven.
八福的第八福。
And the eighth one.
为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
因为天国是他们的。
Because the kingdom is theirs.
在这个八福当中就再一次以前跟大家分享圣经很多神教导的真理就像一个书架一样叫 bookend。
And a lot of the truth in the Bible are just like bookends.
他把要讲的话用两个很重要的 bookend 把它包起来。
They are enclosed.Between these very two important bookends.
所以八福告诉我们虚心的人有福了因为天国是他们的。
And the first one is that blessed are the poor in spirit for there is the kingdom of heaven.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are those who thirst for truth.
当你的心觉得你在主面前饥渴的时候你是有福的。
When your heart thirsts for the Lord before him, you are blessed.
另外在马太福音七章二十一节他这么说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能进天国唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
And in Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
天国不是我嘴巴说我相信就算了。
And the kingdom of heaven is not just like to proclaim with your mouth that I believe.
乃是将你的生命能够完全交托给神。
But to give your entire life completely to the Lord.
遵守天父旨意的。
And to observe and to obey his commandments.
才在天国里面。
And those people are in the kingdom of heaven.
另外在马太福音十一章十二节讲到。
And also in Matthew 11:12.
耶稣说天国是努力进入的。
And Jesus said that you have to strive to enter in the kingdom of heaven.
努力的人就得着了。
Can't have, now the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence and the violent take it by force. Those who work really hard will obtain that.
这里我稍微要讲解释一下，这努力不是说我们要靠我们的行为。
And I have to give a little explanation that this effort is not depending on your action.
可是要进天国跟我们的自由意识，我们的决定是有关系的。
For to enter the kingdom of heaven is still related to our free will.
如果你记得我们在马太福音，我们在罗马书里面讲到因信称义。
So if you still remember in the book of Romans that we're talking about justification by faith.
第五章到第八章就在讲成圣之路。
And from chapter 5 to chapter 8, where the Paul is talking about the path towards sanctification.
我们因信称义之后，我们开始走一条成圣之路。
After we are justified by faith, we're walking on this path to sanctification.
是需要努力的。
And we have to pay effort on that.
因为你不努力，世界会把你拉下来。
Because if you don't strive for it, the world is going to pull you down.
我们在今天看到的天国的奥秘里面就有这样的一个道理。
And what we are going to look at today, the mystery of kingdom of heaven actually bears this truth.
最后在路加福音第17章20到21节。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, 20.
法利赛人问说天国，神的国度就是天国什么时候会到来？
So the Pharisees asked, when the kingdom of God will come?Kingdom of God is kingdom of heaven.
耶稣回答说
And Jesus replied,
神国不是眼睛看得到的。
The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed.
所以神国天国降临的时候有一段时间是我们看不到的。
So when the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is coming, there is a period of time that we cannot see it.
在哪里呢？
It is in our heart.
就在我们中间。
And it's among the midst of it.
就是在他的教会里面。
And in his church.
哪里看得到天国？
Where can you see the kingdom of heaven?
我们的生活当中看得到天国。
In our lives that we can see the kingdom of heaven.
这一段我们叫天国的预备期，如果从一个神学的角度来看。
So from the perspective of theology, this is the preparation period for the kingdom of heaven.
在这段时间我们是活在地上。
And in, during this period, we are living on earth.
可是我们也是跟活在天上是一样。
However, it's just like we're living in heaven.
耶稣在快要上十字架哥哥他之前，他做了一个祷告，教导我们怎么样祷告。
And right before Jesus walked on the path to Golgotha, he led a prayer and also taught his prayer to us.
你我都会背。
And all of us can recite it, can memorize it.
他一开始说，愿我们都尊神的圣名为圣。
He begins with, hallowed be your name, hallowed be the name of God.
然后他说，愿你的国，这是子对父说的。当子带我们做这主导文的时候，他是教导我们怎么祷告。
And he said, may your kingdom come. And this is what the Son speaks to the Father.
他跟父求说愿你的国降临。
And he asked the Father, may your kingdom come.
当天国降临的时候。
When the kingdom of heaven comes.
就是神的旨意行在天上也行在地上。
It's when God's will, is lived out on earth as it is in heaven.
所以什么是天国？
So what is the kingdom of heaven?
就是我们今天基督徒的生活。
This is our lives, the life of Christians nowadays.
跟我们有切切的关系。
Which has so close a relationship.
耶稣在很多地方讲到天国的比喻。
And there are many places that Jesus talked about the parables of kingdom of heaven.
我们今天要来看马太福音第13章。
So today we're going to take a look at chapter 13 of the Gospel of Matthew.
耶稣讲了一连串的比喻。
And he has talked about
a 他也告诉我们为什么他要用比喻。
He also talks about why, explains why he tells us these parables.
为什么这么重要？
And why these parables are so important.
那我告诉你 so, 非常重要。
And so I'm telling you now these are very important.
今天的信息有点长，不过我如果讲不完，我会下一次会继续讲下去。
Today's message is kind of long, so if I'm not able to finish that, I'm going to continue next time.
所以不要打瞌睡。
And so please stay awake.
因为非常重要。
Because this is super.
我希望能够一次讲完，因为它有连贯性的。
I wish that I could finish the entire thing because these are continuous meanings.
好，那么一开始我来读这一段哈，就是我们有52节要看，容不容易看？很容易看。耶稣讲比喻，可是讲得非常的清楚。
So we're going to cover 52 verses, and then Jesus has actually be very straightforward in his parables.
好，我们就来看哈。所以他的背景是，当那一天耶稣从房子出来，坐到海边，有许多人到他那里聚集。他上了船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他就用比喻对他们说道，说出许多道理哈。那第一个讲的比喻就是撒种的比喻。
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, he told them many things in parables.
这些比喻里面，他有对众人说的，也有对门徒说的。
And the parables includes both those he spoke to the crowd, and also he spoke only to his disciples.
了解一下当时的背景。
So if you know the background,
耶稣在讲比喻或是在解释他这一位他是弥赛亚，他是基督的时候。
So when Jesus was using parables to explain that he is the Messiah, he is the Christ.
他用了很多当时的背景。
He used a lot of things that are familiar to those people.
所以我们在上神学课的时候，当我们在上释经学、解经学的时候。
So when we're studying the hermeneutics in seminary.
老师鼓励我们能够把我们带回到当时的背景。
And the teachers encouraged us to go back to the time.
知道为什么作者要用这样的一个比喻或是用这样的例子。
And to understand why the author was using that kind of parable or the examples.
当我们了解这个背景之后，我们知道他要讲的是什么意思，我们再把这样的结果带回到我们现在活的世界里面。
And we understand the background, then we are going to take that message back into the interpretation of nowadays.
再看如何应用在我们当今的世界，我们的文化，我们的整个背景。
And then we're going to look at how we can apply this into our current times.
所以我们今天看的比喻主要有两种。
So we're going to focus on two types of parables.
一个跟种地有关。
The first one is the farming.
一个是跟捕鱼有关。
And the other one is fishing.
因为当时的犹太人。
Because the Jews at that time.
大部分是种田的。
Most of them are farmers.
要不然是捕鱼的。
Or they're fishermen.
有一些是畜牧的。
And some of them are shepherds as well.
好，我们又开始进到第一个哈，我想。
Take a look at the first one.
第一个比喻是讲到撒种的比喻。
So the first one is the parable of a good sower, of a sower.
Okay, 我先把结论跟大家讲。
So I'm going to start with a conclusion.
你我要变是一块好田。
You and me, we have to be a good soil.
这里撒种比喻讲到四种不同的田地。
So the parable covers four types of soil.
好，我们来读一下哈。
So let's read together.
撒的时候有落在路旁的，第一个是落在路旁的。
So the first one is along the path.
有飞鸟过来把那个种子给吃掉，这是第一种。
And the birds came and devoured them. This is the first one.
第二种是落在土浅石头地。
And other seeds fell on rocky ground.
这边讲土既然不深，它是发了芽，可是根非常的小。
And since they don't really have much soil, they immediately sprang up.
日头一出来一晒，因为根很小或是没有根，它其实苗就死掉了。
Since there is no depth of soil, the root is very shallow, and then they sprang up and then die after the sun comes out.
这是第二种土。
So this is the second type of soil.
第三种土根长出来了。
A third type of soil, they actually had root.
苗也长出来了。
And then it also sprang out.
可是旁边长了很多荆棘。
There are so many thorns.
这些荆棘长出来就把这个苗给挤死了。
And then the thorns grew up and choked the plant.
第三种土。
And this is the third type of soil.
第四种土是落在好土里面。
And the fourth type of soil is a good soil.
这个土会结果实。
And it's going to produce grain.
它结的果实还有不同了。
And then there are different types of grain produce.
有些结一百倍。
Some a hundredfold.
有些结六十倍。
Some 60.
有些结三十倍。
And some 30.
第九节说，有耳可听的就当听。
And verse 9 says, he who has ears, let him hear.
好，我们把这四个不同的田地先放一边。
So let's put aside all of these four types of ground and soil.
好，这是我刚刚已经解释过的哈，那我就跳过去了哈。所以撒种的是神撒种。
So the sower is the Lord.
这个种子是神的话语。
And the seed is the word of God.
是天国之道。
And then the teaching of the kingdom of heaven.
这些田地是你我的心，心田。
And the soil, the grounds are our hearts.
有四种不同的田。
And there are four types of ground.
好，接下来耶稣解释为什么要用比喻。
And next, Jesus is going to continue to explain why he's using parables.
为什么是个奥秘？
Why this is a mystery?
因为听懂听不懂在于有没有属灵的眼光跟属灵的耳朵。
Because whether or not you can understand depends on whether or not you have the spiritual eye.
有没有圣灵的启示？
If you have the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
神主动的启示。
If you have the revelation from God.
人愿意虚己来听这样的一个启示。
Are you willing to humble yourself and to receive this revelation?
在十一节耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
Because in verse 11, Jesus, because to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given.
神叫这一些好土，这个好田的人能够听得清楚。
God has prepared for those good soils, those people who has good soil in their hearts to be able to perceive and understand.
第十二节他说，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，如果没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
In verse 12, for to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have in abundance, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away.
所以听一个道有两种结果。
So hearing one sermon, there can be produced two types of results.
有些人看不见，听也听不见。
Some people see but cannot really see, and when they hear, they cannot perceive.
也不明白。
And they cannot understand.
另外一群人是听得见。
However, the other group, when they hear, they actually understand.
也能够明白的。
And then they can perceive and understand.
那些听不见也不明白的人。
Those who are not able to see, those who are not able to understand.
是因为他们的这些百姓有蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着。
Because they are blocked in their ears, and then they are covered in their hearts, and then they cannot really understand.
什么是油？
What is like being covered in oil?
油为什么会蒙了我们的心？
Why the grease can cover your heart?
油是一个祝福。
The oil is actually a
blessing. 是主世的祝福，从世界上看得到的。
This is a blessing, a worldly blessing.
你再一次讲到天国是神的旨意，行在天上也行在地上。
So the kingdom of heaven is the will of God on heaven and also on earth.
当我们只看重地上的福气的时候，
However, if we only focus on the blessings on earth,
我们把地上的拥有当作我们至宝的时候，
And when we treasure it as our precious, what we have on the earth,
我们心就会被蒙蔽，
And our heart will be covered,
耳朵就会发沉，
And our ears will be closed.
所以有一颗愿意来听属神圣灵告诉我们声音的，就可以听见。
So whoever are prepared to hear the word of God can hear.
最后在第十七节他说，从前有许多先知和义人要看你们所看的却没看见，要听你们所听的却没听见。
Verse 17, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it.
为什么？
Why?
因为这些是在旧约时代的人。
Because these were Old Testament people.
今天新约耶稣神自己亲自道成肉身，把这样的启示清清楚楚的活在人的面前。
But now in the New Testament time, God has become man, and He has clearly shown everything to you.
我们今天已经是主后两千年的基督徒。
We are now like Christians 2,000 years after the Lord.
我们是应该可以听得见。
And we should have been able to hear.
能够明白。
And to understand.
我相信在座的都是听清楚看明白的。
And I believe that all of us sitting here are those who can perceive and who can understand.
但是我们也要提醒我们自己。
However, we still need to remind ourselves.
在以下的比喻会讲到哈。
And then we're going to see this in the following parables.
所以存心渴慕天国的人才能够明白天国的奥秘，因为天国的奥秘让无心的人知道并没有益处。
So whoever is focusing on the word of God can, or the mystery of the kingdom of God can really perceive it. Because this has no benefit, this teaching has no benefit to those who are not interested.
另外，我们有生命的经历。
And when we have our life's experience.
接着我们主观跟神之间的经历。
Through the experience, through our connection, with our Lord.
我们能够明白天国的事情。
And we can understand the matter of a kingdom of heaven.
也借着明白天国，我们的生命能够越来越成熟。
And through, the teaching of kingdom of heaven, our life can mature.
就像刚刚经文讲的。
Just like what the scriptures has told us.
神会让得着的，已经听清楚的，能够更明白哈。
And those who can hear will understand even more.
好。接下来耶稣就 来解释这一个好田哈，这一块好田是什么。
And so next, Jesus is going to explain what is this good soil.
Okay. 第一种是种子落在路边。
So the first one is that the seed falls along the path.
它不是掉在土上面。
And this is not actually falling on the soil.
这些人听到福音。
And so when those people, they hear the gospel,
根本没有感动，一点都没有感动。
They don't really have this click in their heart.
后来，飞鸟来，就是魔鬼来，就把这个种子给拿掉了。
And when the devil comes, or when the bird comes, which means when the devil comes,
这是第一种人。
So he snatches the seed away, and this is the first type of people.
Okay. 第二种是土浅石头地的。
And then the second one is shallow ground, the rocky ground.
土浅石头地，土很浅，下面是石头。
So the soil is just a very thin layer on top of a rock.
他讲到我们的老我。
And this is
这个石头就像我们的老我一样。
And the rock is just like our old selves.
我们有时候被一件事情感动。
And when we are touched by something.
或是我在慕道的时候，我碰到一个问题。
When I was seeking as a seeker and I have some issues.
我跟神求。
And I was, praying to God.
神回应了。
And God answered my prayer.
我求的神都给我了。
And everything that I have asked for, God has given me.
可是当我碰到苦难患难的时候。
However, whenever I face, some persecutions or difficulties.
神没有听我了。
And God hasn't really answered.
这就是土浅石头地。的一种可能。
And this is one possibility of those shallow ground and the rock.
我们读过罗马书第五章，一开始讲到因信称义的结果跟好处。
And when we were reading chapter 5 of Romans, they're talking about the benefit of justification by faith.
因信称义的好处是我们跟借着主耶稣基督，我们跟神和好。
The benefit of justification by faith is that through Jesus Christ, we can reconcile with Him.
我们会欢欢喜喜地活在他的荣耀里。
And we are going to live joyfully in His glory.
接下来，保罗说，我们在患难中也会欢欢喜喜。
And Paul continued that even in persecution, we are going to rejoice.
所以患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练。老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
And so persecution, Through persecution, you have perseverance, and through perseverance, you have character, and through character, you are not going to be shamed.
土浅石头地，就是我祷告的神都得听我的。
And those shallow ground is just like people that you require God to answer every kind of prayer whenever you pray.
所以当我们遭受一些试炼或撒旦的试探的时候，我们就长不出来了。
So when we are tempted, we are tempted by devil, we cannot produce fruit.
第三种是在荆棘，有荆棘在我们旁边了。
And the third one is are choked by the thorns.
这里耶稣解释说，人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把我们这个道挤住了。
This is the one who hears the word as explained by Jesus Christ, but cares of the world and the deceitfulness of the riches choke the word.
就没有办法结果子。
And it proves unfruitful.
基督徒会这样吗？
Can a Christian be like this?
有可能啊。
Possibly.
那他是真的基督徒吗？
So is he a real Christian if this is the case?
Okay. 真的基督徒是会结果子的。
Real Christians, they do bear fruit.
这个让我想到在四福音里面有一个人是一个年轻的官，如果你记得的话。
So this reminds me, in one of the Gospels, there is this young ruler.
那个官他来找耶稣。
So he went to look for Jesus.
他跟问耶稣，他有没有一颗寻求永生的意念。
So he asked Jesus if he has this will to seek for eternal life.
他有的。
And he does have, he does want to seek the eternal life.
所以他来见耶稣。
That's why he came to seek.
他问耶稣说，我怎么样可以承受永生之道。
And he asked Jesus, how can I receive eternal life?
圣经说耶稣爱他，有没有？
And do you remember that the Bible said that Jesus loved him?
可是耶稣要他做什么？
But what does Jesus require him to do?
圣经也说到，这个年轻人做到所有神的要求。
The Bible even says this young ruler fulfilled all the commandments of the Bible.
从人的眼光，他做到神的要求。
So from the perspective of man, he has fulfilled the commandment of God.
耶稣爱他。
And Jesus loved him.
最后耶稣说，你变卖你的家产来跟随我。
So eventually Jesus said, you have to sell everything that you have and follow me.
很可惜。
Very unfortunately.
他就走了。
And he left.
他找到永生了吗？
Did he really find
eternal life? 他没有。
He has not found eternal life. Why?
因为他的荆棘，他放不下世界。
Because of the thorns around him, he cannot.
人没有告诉我们说，不，他给我们的份，在传道书里面有讲到，他给我们份，他又给我们一些祝福，在地上的祝福跟恩典。
In Ecclesiastes, it is said that God has given us our portion, the blessings on the earth for us.
神不是告诉我们要过一个清教徒的生，过一个修道院的生活。
And God didn't really ask us to live a monastery life.
可是神要我们过一个圣洁的生活，也可以来享受他给我们的份。
But he wants us to live this holy life and still to enjoy the portion that he has given us.
但是不要把他给的份看得超过我们的神。
But however, do not see the portion, regard the portion more important than our God.
基督徒会不会这样？
Are we going to fall into the temptation? Yes.
神的比喻是在提醒我们。
This parable is to remind us.
所以当你有荆棘的时候，你结不了果子，你不是基督徒。
When you are choked by the thorns and you cannot bear fruit, you are not Christian.
真正的基督徒是第四种。
A real Christian is the fourth type of soil.
就是这个好土。
And this is the good soil.
他会结果子。
And he is going to bear fruit.
有的结100倍
some 100
有些结60倍
some 60-fold
有些结30倍
some 30-fold
不结果子的不是基督徒
no fruit, not a Christian
马太福音第26章有另外两个例子讲到天国的比喻我没时间讲我希望以后有机会我再来跟大家分享
In Matthew 26 there are two more parables about the kingdom of heaven Today I'm running out of time But in the future I do want to share this with you
一个是童女的比喻，记得吗？
The first one is the virgin.
一个是三个管家的比喻。
And then the second one are the manager, the house manager.
那三个管家有一个神给他一千两银子。
So out of the three servants, one was given 1,000 talents of silver.
他把它放在哪里？
Where did he put two?
放在哪里？
Where did he put the talents?
放在哪里？埋在土里。
He buried in the ground.
等主人回来的时候，他把一千两银子还给主人说，哎，你看，最后这个人说天国门关了，他被关在外面。
So when the master came back and then he returned this 1,000 talents of silver and back to the master, what does it happen after the door of the kingdom of heaven is shut? He was out in the darkness.
四种土。
There are four types of soil.
只有一种土是真正得救的基督徒。
And there is only one type of soil that represents a true saved Christian.
就是这个土，就是这个好土。
And this is the good soil.
我看我今天可能只有讲一个或两个比喻。
So probably today I'm only going to cover like two parables.
没关系，我还没讲完。
I haven't even started yet.
这个你比喻里面，你我就是天生好土吗？
And so you and me in the parable, are we the good soil?
啊，有没有点头的？
Anyone nodding their heads? Anyone agree?
不敢点头也不敢摇头啊。
So probably you don't dare to shake your head or to nod your head.
摇头就是对了。
So if you shake your head, that's probably the right answer.
没有一个土一出生就是好土。
Not a soil comes as a good soil.
我有可能是土浅石头地。
Maybe you're just, you know, like shallow soil on the ground, on the rock ground.
可是这个比喻告诉我说，我是要是一个好农夫，我要把我这块地顾好。
But this parable tells us that every one of us have to be a good farmer, and we have to till the soil well.
我要把石头挑出来。
And we have to pick out the soil.
我要除草。
And we have to take out the weed.
我要管理这块田地。
And we have to care for the.
我怎么管
？And how do I take care of it？
我借着读神的话语。
Through reading.
我借着祷告。
Through prayers.
我借着弟兄姐妹彼此的团契。
And through the fellowship among brothers and sisters.
我把这块地管好。
And that we are going to take care of.
等你管好的时候，你就是会那个结一百倍。60倍 ,30 倍的。
When you have taken good care of the soil, you are going to bear fruit 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold.
确切记住，希望你是那四分之一的好土。
And do you remember, remember the one-tenth? The time?
所以天国是要努力的啊。
And so you have to strive, you have to work hard to get into the kingdom of heaven.
不是说神的种子种到我的田里面，我就回去睡觉。
It's not like, you know, God has planted the seed and I'm going back to sleep.
睡到主耶稣的基督再来。
Until the second coming of Jesus.
那我保准你，你醒来的时候不是第二种就是第三种。
I guarantee when you wake up, if you're not the second type, you're the third type.
好，我再讲一个比喻，很快哈。
I'm going to continue with the second parable.
第二种比喻。这几个比喻总共有六七个比喻是跟时间有关系的，它是有进程的。第一个，神先撒种，所以我们信了，我们要管理自己的心。
So there are like six or seven parables in this chapter, and they're taking chronological order. The first one is that is about the sowing.
第二个比喻讲到麦子跟稗子的比喻。
And the second parable is talking about the weed and the wheat.
耶稣为什么要讲这样的比喻呢？
Why Jesus is talking about this parable?
我们来读一下哈。
So let's read together.
好，我跟大家读。天国好像人撒好种在田里，及至人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来，把稗子撒在麦子里就走了。到长苗吐穗的时候，稗子也显出来。田主的仆人来告诉他的主人哈，来告诉他说，主啊，你不是撒好种在田里吗？哪里跑出这个稗子来？主人说，这是仇敌做的。那仆人就说，那我去把它掳出来，就是把它拔出来的意思。人说，这个人就是主人。主人说，不必，恐怕 入掰子，连麦子也给拔出来了，就让他们两个一起长。等到收割的时候，我会对收割人说什么？先将百子入出来，捆成捆，留着烧，唯有麦子要收在仓库里。
Do you want me to read in English?
It's okay. I think I can move on. 所以你看那边有两张照片，对不对？
So if you see those two pictures,
啊，它那个光度不太一样。
They have like two, they have different shades.
就你看这个照片，你分得出来谁是麦子，谁是百子吗？
So from the picture, can you really tell what is the weed and what is the wheat?
分不出来哈。
There is no difference, right?
那这段的比喻告诉我们说，主人就是神，说让他一起长。
So, this parable tells us that the master is the Lord, and then he led these two things to grow together.
他什么时候长？
And when are they going to grow?
当仆人睡觉的时候。
When they are growing, they're growing when the servants are sleeping.
我们会也会睡觉。
And we are sleeping, we need to sleep too.
可是教会里面会有世界跟教会都会有麦子，也会有百子。
There will be weed and also wheat, both in the church and also in the world.
保罗在保罗书信里面也警告我们说会有假师父。会有假教师
and
会有假先知。
And Paul in his epistles also warned us that there will be false teachers coming out.
会一起长。
And the false teachers, false prophets, they're going to grow together.
所以麦子也要小心。
And so for the wheat, we have to be careful.
最后当主耶稣基督再来审判的时候，他会把它分别出来。
So when Jesus Christ comes back and to do the judgment, he's going to find all of them out.
这两种植物，一个是给生命的，就是麦子。
And the wheat out of the two is giving life, which is this is wheat.
因为麦子是有用的。
Because wheat is useful.
你可以拿来当食物，可以。让我们能够生命能够延续。
You can mill it into a food, into flour, and then it can sustain our lives.
百子是有毒的。
However, the weed, is poisonous.
不信你去找一些百子磨一磨，泡水喝了，包准你出事啊。
If you don't believe it, just go out and find some weed, and then, you know, like, mix with water, and then, drink it and try it out.
这是撒旦的作为。
And this is the doing of Satan.
我们要警醒。
And so we have to be alert.
最后神会有审判。
And there will be judgment.
这个比喻告诉我们。
And so this parable tells us.
我们要省察自己。
We have to examine ourselves.
我们要在神的真道上站立的稳。
And we have to stand firm on the foundation of the word of God.
否则假先知、假教师有可能就是魔鬼来把我们给抓走了。
Or else, the false teachers, the false prophets, which are from devil, they are going to snatch us away.
更难的是。
And what is more difficult?
这两种植物在还没有结果之前你分不出来。
Those two plants before they bear fruit, it's really hard for you to differentiate.
就像26节讲的。
So just like what is written in 26.
它要等到长苗吐穗的时候。
When the plants come up and bore grain.
告诉我们我们在地上要活在像天国的生活。
So it tells us that on earth we have to live out a life that is as if we're in heaven.
我们要坚持到底。
And we have to persist to the end.
我们要努力。
And we have to strive, we have to pay effort.
这就是下学期我们要来读希伯来书很重要的地方。
And this is why it is so important for us to, in the next semester, to read, the book of Hebrews. So this is just a preview.
好，我今天必须停在这里了哈。
So I have to stop here.
下面还有好多比喻，有芥菜种的比喻跟面酵的比喻等等。
There are so many more parables. The parable of the mustard seed, the parable of the leaven, a lot of parables.
希望有机会能够继续来分享。
And I wish that in the future I'll have the opportunity to continue to share with you.
最后讲到麦子跟稗子，你看教会2000年的历史清清楚楚。
So the history, the 2000 years of history of the church is a good illustration of the weed and the wheat.
神的救恩计划借着门徒、使徒，一直到后来过去2000年，我们看到世界上信仰最多的人口是基督教。
So through the small group of apostles and then through disciples, the word of God has expanded so much. And then now, after 2,000 years, we see that Christianity has the most followers here and now.
可是我们在教会历史里面也看到很多的腐败。
Through the church history, we also see a lot of corruption.
我们看到有很多的稗子在当
中。We see a lot of weed in the church.
好，我们就一起低头来祷告。
Let's bow together and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你借着耶稣在这里给我们所讲的天国的比喻跟奥秘。
The parables that through Jesus Christ you have bestowed onto us.
再次提醒我们在今天这个歪曲被谬的时代当中。
And to remind us that in this distorted and corrupted world,
我们如何成为一块好土。
How to be a good soil.
我们如何成为有用的麦子。
How could be a useful wheat.
也提醒我们怎么样来防范撒旦魔鬼的作为。
And also to remind us into how to offend against the deeds of Satan.
唯有当我们来到面前，我们信守你的真道，活出你的生命。
Or only to come before you and to live, to really believe your words and to live out your words.
我们才能够在这个末世越来越败坏的世界当中站立得稳。
That we can stand firm in this end time, which is corrupting day after day.
也求主你教导我们不把世上的财富所人所看到的当为我们的 priority.
Please do remind us not to hold priority of the treasure of the world,
而把你放在我们的首位,
but to put you up in our front.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.